It's believed the killing of a man in County Meath was drugs related. Paul Gallagher from North Dublin, who had been missing since Monday, was found with gunshot wounds in a field. Joining me now from Drogheda is local journalist Elaine Keogh. Elaine, just describe exactly where the scene is.
It's a very rural location of County Meath, Audrey, a very beautiful place, except in circumstances like this. It is one of those locations where you would pick it if you didn't necessarily want it to be seen. And indeed, one of the things that has emerged this morning is Gardaí are appealing for information from anyone in that area who may have seen a vehicle out of the ordinary or a vehicle that they're not used to seeing in this rural back road area. And it's between a number of places that themselves are well known, but this location you would have had to know exactly where you were going to. It's called Ballymacken. It's between Slane, Cullen and RD as well. So it gives an indication, I felt, when the Gardaí were naming those locations, Audrey, that this is a place where people who live locally hopefully would spot something that isn't normally there.
Who found Paul Gallagher?
Well, I believe at this stage that members of his family were either there or very close by when the body was found. It's been indicated to me that perhaps a member of his family or the friends who were very concerned for his welfare for the previous 48 hours may have actually found the body. I have to have that definitely confirmed. It was on farmland and certainly the farmer was close by too at the time. So there's a bit of clarity required around that, Audrey. But what is clear is his family had reported him missing to Gardaí in Drogheda shortly before his remains were found. The reason being for that is he had an address in Drogheda, and there are a number of people who in the Celtic Tiger years would have moved to the Drogheda area, though they would originally be from the Greater Dublin area. Mr. Gallagher may fall into that that section of people. But he was known to Gardaí for alleged involvement in a number of serious crimes, and as you said there, a possible drugs connection to his death is being looked at.
What more is known, Elaine, about the reasons why Paul Gallagher possibly ended up in that location?
We know that he went to this rural location with at least one other person. They travelled there together, and it was initially believed by his family and friends in Dublin that they were going to Drogheda, but something brought them to this location, Audrey. They arrived. Mr. Gallagher was the first person to get out of the vehicle. A number of gunshots were heard, and then it's understood that the vehicle left the scene. But there obviously were concerns about his welfare, but the people who were in that vehicle may not have known that it was Mr. Gallagher who had been injured, or indeed if anyone had been injured. Sometimes shots can be left off as a warning. So at that stage, there was an indication of where he was last seen, and then concerns grew when there was no contact with him whatsoever. His family raised the alarm, and the search had commenced, and then very shortly afterwards, his remains were found.
And the person who was with him, they didn't go to the Gardaí, did they?
He was reported missing to the Gardaí. I believe that he was known to other members of Mr. Gallagher's family, and there was an exchange of information and a number of friends then who believed they might know where he was or where he possibly could be. They all contributed into the family initiating the contact with the Gardaí and the search commencing, and very shortly afterwards his remains being found.
So presumably, Gardaí, at this stage, are they clear about the motive, or given that there's a possibility of drugs involved and also the mention of his possible involvement in the murder of Alan Ryan as well?
He was described to me as being a big player, being known to Gardaí. All of these things are being investigated, it is early days yet. The post-mortem is due to commence this coming hour. It will be carried out by Dr. Mary Cassidy. That will confirm the number of shots believed to have shot 3, possibly 4 times, and the Garda investigation will continue from there. They had a case conference very late last night around 11 o'clock, and another one is due again today.
Is it common or not for Dublin's gang feuds to spill over into Louth and Meath, Elaine? You were saying some of the bosses live in the counties.
Well, do you know, I think a lot of it has to do with geography. It also has to do with the infrastructure, Audrey, and people travel a lot more now. But yes, the North East has been the location for a number of incidents related to either cross-border crime or indeed criminals from Dublin. There are large populations up here now. Access is easy, and they come here for many reasons.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.